Welcome back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle and Ben. We're ready to do this again. And I got news for y'all. Yesterday's episode was phenomenal. You'll never hear it. You'll never hear it because I'm dumb and I deleted the recording.
No, wait a second. I'm going to throw him under the bus here. He didn't delete the recording. I go into the server that we use to say, maybe I can help him out. Maybe I can find the episode and send it to him for him to upload. He deleted every recording we've ever done.
Well, the problem is, like, they're uploaded, so there's no need to keep them. You know what I mean? So I was trying to clear space.
You did. Congratulations.
I was trying to delete my shows, like delete all my old shows out, and I accidentally deleted all of ours. So you just have to trust us. It was awesome. It was phenomenal.
It really was. It was about 26
Ben
minutes.
Took his shirt off. It was crazy. Yeah. No.
We yelled at one another. I mean, it was great.
And can you hear the lawnmower in the background?
No.
By the way? No. Okay, good. Because it's like roaring into my into my eardrums right now.
They're going through your living room downstairs right now.
All right, let's talk about playoffs.
Oh, man.
So the American Football Coaches Association, their board voted to approve the initial plans for a 24-team playoff. I'm going to tell you some specifics, Ben, before we get started. So before we get the reaction, this will eliminate conference championship games.
Good.
It will start sooner so that it's guaranteed to finish the second weekend in January.
I like that.
Which is phenomenal.
Yep.
And it will be based off of a what they call a 23+1 model, which I don't 1,000,000% understand, but essentially what it sounds like is it'll be 23 of the best teams and then one auto G6 qualifier, which that part doesn't make a ton of sense to me because in the top 24 last year, there was already, let's see, one, two, I did this earlier. There was one, two, three, four already in the, and I guess Navy too. So five. There was five already in the top 24. So I don't know. That specifics doesn't really matter in regards to the conversation we're going to have today. I don't know that I necessarily, I talked about it on my show this morning. I kind of like it, but I'm not necessarily married to it one way or the other. I do think it's funny that we rejected the 14 to 16, couldn't decide, and then just blew way past it to 24. I want to get your thoughts, and then I want to hear your thoughts and then see kind of where the conversation goes from there.
Well, number one, and I don't think the coaches are going to say this out loud, the American, what'd you say, American something
coaches? American Football Coaches Association.
I don't think that they are going to say this quiet part out loud, but clearly through the playoffs we've seen right now, football, the schools, the bowls that they're being hosted by must be making a hell of a lot more money than conference championships, or they wouldn't have not have considered this at all. And I know that we're kind of spoiled because the SEC championship always does well. But if you look at the, you know, ACC, Big 12, Pac-12, like you would see empty seats in the stadium. That's never going to happen. That's never going to happen in the SEC championship game. It's always sold out. And
Big Ten's probably another one that's going to be, for the most part.
Yeah, the Big Ten is pretty much sold out, but they still had tickets available like at the $20 range because I do that every year. I'll go on like StubHub and say, hey, if I wanted to go to this game, what could I get in for? And you could get in this past year, you could get in for, I think, like $24 or something like that. You can't do that at the SEC championship game. So if there's anybody that's hurt financially, it will be the Southeastern Conference from losing their game. Because they make a ton of money off of it. So that's interesting that they – I don't know who voted what and where and what comp, what team, what coaches.
Well, I'll tell you this. Kirby, apparently, according to an On3 article, said he was 50-50 on it.
Okay.
And Heupel said he's all in. So that's two SEC coaches that are, you know, out there.
Well, Kirby's the – that doesn't shock me, 50-50, because he probably realizes the money to be made, and he sits in a good position at Georgia to go quite a bit. So I'm sure the university with gear and everything else that's sold outside of the game, they probably make a pretty good profit off of that. So,
well, let's talk about just the playoff aspect of it, the format. So that's
my initial thing. Money is why this happened.
For sure.
But
do you like it or not?
I don't like 24, but I can't give you a solid reason why. I have a honeypot number.
What's the honeypot number?
16 was perfect because I just thought when you got above 16, anything can happen on any given Saturday, Kyle. I mean, we've seen teams come into Jordan-Hare like Jacksonville State and give Auburn a run for their money. So I would hate to see an 18 or a 24 knock off a 3 or a 4 because the 3 or 4 had a bad game that day, or somebody got hurt or cramps or something fluke happened. You know what I mean? So I think that I always say the top 4 teams should be rewarded for being in the top 4. Mm-hmm. Just like that's why I'm a big BCS. I like the BCS. I thought the computers did it right. I thought they got it right. I always think the top 4, and I'm sure they'll be rewarded as far as a bye is concerned.
Their top 8 are going to get a bye. It's basically just the 12 team playoff with just another side. So you have 2 12 team playoffs and they play for the championship. So you'll have 8 quote unquote play in games and 8 byes.
And I know they're doing this to hopefully also get like a quote unquote Cinderella story like you get in basketball. I still think we've seen it these last few years. Okay, they get that bye. Even if the 7 plays the 19 seed in round 2 after their bye, I still think the 7 seed absolutely waxes the 19th ranked team. So I think we're going to see some blowout games. It's also going to be tough.
There's no way to avoid that.
There's not. And so, I mean, I still enjoy it. I still enjoy the playoff football, but I also look at it from fans' perspective. If you're a huge fan and you want to go to the games, you want to be at the game, that's going to be tough if your team makes a run. I mean, dude, you're going to be going – that's a lot of travel because they're not going to be playing – or did they release in there if they're going to get to play at home their first round or first and second round?
Yeah,
or?
The first ones will be on campus, I believe. Okay. So, I mean, it's the same amount of games.
Yeah.
Like you'd still play the same amount of games. So you play one extra. You play one extra game.
So which would be
you play one extra game if you're one of those play-in games that goes the distance.
Yeah.
And so here's the seeding. What did you just mention? Like what upset would bother you or something like that? You said
the first 8 get a bye. So let's just say somebody between 5 and 8 plays somebody between 15 and 20 seed.
Okay, so like Ohio State would play the 16 and or the winner of the 16 and the 17 this past year, and that would have been Virginia and Utah. But that's part of the playoff, though. Dude, that's like Utah was only lost 2 games last year. Utah was 11-2.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Like Ohio in basketball, lost no games, and you saw what happened there.
That's not the point. The point is, well, you're concerned that one of those you have the opposite concern.
Yeah.
So if you have, which one is it? Are you worried about?
No, I told you. I'm saying there's an opportunity for somebody to not be in a good position and lose a game. But I think
who cares? Why do we care about that? Tell me why I care about that.
Football play. People at the end of the year, like I would like for that final 4 to be like the 4 that
every
the 4 best teams in the country playing for the final 4.
Every level of playoffs in every level of football has more than 4 teams.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So, you know, the NFL has wild card teams that beat conference championship, division title winners all the time. So, like, I don't know. Like, tell me why I should care about that. That's
all. I'm not saying you should care. You just, I'm telling you, that's just something that I look at and I care about. And so I'm not saying that's everybody's opinion because listen, I can go both ways on this. I can be also disappointed that they're going to stop with 24. Why not do a top 25 with a play in 26? We always talk about who are the top 25 teams in football. Let's take a look at this top 25. This
25 doesn't work in a tournament.
25 plus the play in 26. That's what I'm saying. Like you do a play like
that doesn't work either.
If you had 26 teams, that's even. Yeah, you can work that out. I mean, not in the amount of weeks that you're talking about. You'd have to add another week. There'd be an extra game. But if you had 26 teams, it would even out.
Yeah, I don't see how that you. You couldn't do 26 teams. You'd have to jump. You'd have to jump to. You'd have to jump to 28.
No, you could do 26, and you're
because then you'd only have one. You'd have one play-in game to one spot.
Yeah, but your one and two seeds could get double byes, just like they do in NFL. Like you could do a 2016 play, a 2016 playoff.
I don't really understand how the conversation got to that.
I'm trying to share how you could either get away with being successful with less, and you could even go more. If
I think
needed.
Four teams is stupid. Four teams.
Let me ask you this. BCS, you didn't like the BCS?
I hated the BCS.
Really?
Absolutely hated the BCS. Yes.
But they got it right.
How do we know?
The computers use those games.
How do we know they got it right?
Well, eyesight-wise, it always looked like the four best teams that were playing towards the end of the year.
Miami was a 12 seed, or they were the last team in and played for the national championship this year. How is the top four teams the way to go? Like, how is four teams the way to go? With the level of parity, like, what if Texas would have played? You know, Texas would have been in the.
Well, now you make a good point there about parity, because during its time, I think the BCS made sense. Now with the transfer portal, I think that you got to do an extended playoffs, because you just mentioned parity, and I think that that's what you're getting in football. I mean, before, the big guys were going to be there because they could cheat and get away with it. Whereas now, you know, you could get, like you just said, with Miami was a juggernaut in the 80s when they were cheating and they were, you know, the convicts versus the Catholics and all that kind of stuff. And same thing with even Notre Dame at that time, because with them being private, they could get away with stuff. And so now that everybody's on that playing field, I knew that you had to extend it at some point, because you got more than four teams that are going to be decent enough to play against one another.
I got a couple more points I want to throw at you, and we'll get to that in just a second. But before we do that, go to buyauburn.com. Sign up today if you're an Auburn alumni or Auburn fan that owns a business. This is the best way, inexpensive, to make sure that other Auburn fans know that you exist so we can do business with you. Auburn people need to do business with Auburn people. So sign up today and, you know, get your business listed. And then you're going to, obviously, if you're hearing this, you know, we're blasting it every single day as well. So check it out. It's buyauburn.com. I'm not saying, Ben, that.
Well, they know every single day except yesterday.
Except for yesterday. The ad read yesterday for buyauburn.com. Incredible. Incredible. still can't believe I did that. One of the arguments, and I'm not saying that I don't think it's like way, way off base, but it is that if you do 24 teams, it just becomes the participation trophy tournament.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
And I'm not sure that I agree with that either. And it feels like that people don't understand. Like, people haven't gone and looked at the AP Top 25. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And think that, like, a 24-team playoff lets in Louisiana Lafayette, you know, Syracuse. Like just start naming, like, bad football, Purdue. Like, all the, like, bad college football programs. But in reality, I mean, last year you had Notre Dame get left out. That was a really good football. Notre Dame did they get in? They got in. They got in and got beat. I can't even remember. You definitely had Texas get left out. Again, you had Utah get left out. USC, Michigan, Virginia.
A&M got left out last year. They made a run right there at the end.
No, they played in it. They played in it because they lost to Miami, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Yep.
I can't even remember the college football. Regardless, I say all that to say there were some really good football teams. Utah, I mentioned Utah earlier. There were some good Power Four football teams that were left out that I think could have won a couple of games, and who knows? Again, Miami's the best argument of all. They're the last team in, and they played, you know, they played for the title. So I don't think it's a participation trophy award at all. Like, I think you have a really – I mean, you can have some really competitive games. Like, all those teams, you know, only had a handful of losses, like two or three. So, you know, could that catapult Auburn into – you know, potentially a quicker pathway to get into the playoffs? That's what I'm looking at. I think it's awesome from that standpoint.
No, as an Auburn fan, this goes back to, you know, what you and I have talked about before. 9 wins can get you in the SEC.
Yeah. I mean, nine wins can get you in. You
in the top 25.
9 wins could possibly get you into the 12-team playoff. It almost makes it a lock for you to get into the 24-team playoff. Right. So, I mean, that is awesome. And if you get into the playoff, like, anything, you know, anything can happen. And I truly believe that, especially with football, because football is not really a – football is not won in a series. Like baseball, you can't really do a tournament like this and really get a champion, and it'd be a one game thing. Like, even the College World Series ends in a, you know, best of three series. Your super regionals are best of three, and so on and so forth. The basketball tournament and the NBA, they play series.
The regional, it's not a series, but you're allowed to lose a game and still keep playing.
Yeah.
The loser's bracket. So, I mean, it's now. There's some that have made the argument, and I know we're talking football here, but even in basketball, like, when it gets after the Final Four, some people made the argument, let the final game be the best two or three series that week. Like they do in the NBA playoffs. Like, you don't have to do 7 games, but do 3 games, because when you get to that final two, I would like to see a series. And you can't do that with football, because college, just, it's too physically taxing.
Exactly.
You can't.
So what I say all that to say, if you know, you can have some good games and you can make some magic happen. You could go on a run in football, and I feel like you've earned it. You know what I mean? Because those games, it's not super fluky. Like, if you hit a shot at the buzzer in the NCAA tournament, or, you know, you get a couple of cheap fouls and then your star player has to sit out forever or ejected in the first, like, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
or even in baseball, even though they do a series, if you got two pitchers that go down, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Like, you won't advance if that happens. Where, and this is, let me tell you who's going to benefit, Kyle. And it's going to benefit the people that, especially in the transfer portal era that we're in, where the cohesiveness may not be there amongst the team, you know, to start the season. And a team may start out 0-3 and then go on a run and just finish out the season, you know, 9-3 on the year. They get in. And they get in as probably the hottest team in the country, because they may have started out 0-3.
Or get a player back from injury or something like that.
Or they, you know, you go 0-1, 1-1, 1-2. But then you go on a run. And so it will reward hot teams, which is, you and I have talked about this. I think that basketball does that. I think baseball does that. Towards the end of the season, you know, when it comes tournament time, the hot teams usually do well. And I think that's going to – hell, Miami did this past year. They got hot at the end of the season. And that got them in. And like you just said, they played for a national title. So there are some – you know, some good that comes about from a 24-team playoff, because you can get some teams that catch fire the second half of the season that will get in, and they may continue that successful run. Or you and I have talked about, you just mentioned injuries, not just getting back. You may have a guy that's got a tweaked ankle or shoulder or something that doesn't play the first 4 games of the season. By the time he gets his reps in games 5 and 6, but then he just all of a sudden becomes a monster 7 through 12, and you got him back for the playoffs at full strength. So it will reward late successful teams, in my opinion, more than it will front runners that may even get injured late, may hurt themselves late, as bad as it sounds. So I think a hot team will benefit from that, or hot teams will benefit from this.
Yeah, exactly. So let me, I want to pose something to you again. This kind of goes, I'm going to ask you a question right off the bat. Do you think the NFL playoffs are great? Like, do you have any beef with the NFL playoffs? Do you think
they're the NFL playoffs? Yeah. Love, okay. And I wish to expand on that a little bit, and instead of by conference, the late Mike Leach, I'll give him credit. He suggested this years ago while he's at Washington State. He said college should go to divisions instead of doing conferences. They should do it the NFL way.
And maybe we'll get there. Maybe we'll get there one day.
Okay. And he said they should do that because it's a proven successful model. Why not follow it?
Okay. So with that being said, there's 32 teams. Okay. There's 14 playoff teams. So that's almost 50% of the teams get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So for people that are arguing that 24 is too much, there's 67 Power Four schools. Okay. Yeah. And so only 24 will be getting in them. It's not totally the same. Like, just based off of those numbers, you got to understand that the college football playoffs got to be a little bit bigger than the NFL. That to me seems like not that huge of a leap in logic, right?
Yeah, because I mean, there's way more college teams than our NFL teams. So
yeah,
you know that. Yeah, that is that an argument that people are making that.
No, well, that when they say it's too many teams, like this is too many teams, but then they turn around, they love the NFL, this model. And it's like, okay, well, the NFL has only 32 teams and almost half of them get in.
Yeah. Yeah, it literally, you suck if you don't get into the friggin' NBA playoffs, or even worse. Everybody plays in the NBA playoffs. Yeah. I know that's not where you wanted to go with this, but, you know, I would like to see it go to divisions. And I know that's going to piss some people off because they're big SEC people and they're big Big Ten people and all that. But
divisions you'd still have a pile of teams. Like,
yeah, you would.
The only thing divisions do, and I agree with you here, is it gives you more objective, objective criteria to get in. I hate the human aspect of it. I hate the human, I hate having a committee. I honestly, for the BCS, I think the BCS is good at ranking, but I think you still got to play it off. So, like, if they said we're going to do the BCS to nominate the top 24 teams, I'm like, I'm all in. Nobody can argue. Like, you can't argue with anything. It is what it is, and you just kind of go from there. So we'll see, man.
Two, if you did divisions, Kyle, you would have a more well-rounded schedule. I mean, how many times have we talked about how the Big Ten and SEC kind of beats up on one another? And the reason I say that is because, let's just say, the old Pac-12, you know, you knew about the only team that was worth their salt was Oregon coming out of there.
Yeah.
Whereas you can look at the SEC and the Big Ten and you can go, okay, it could be Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, I mean, LSU. You got four or five teams that could be in there from the SEC. Same thing with the Big Ten. Michigan, Ohio State. Now you throw in Indiana, Penn State at one point in time. Whereas if you went to divisions, the teams like the Oregons and the Arizonas would have to play some of those schools. And it may – you know, it may eliminate them, or at least bring somebody like a Utah to the forefront instead. So,
I mean, think about
that's a whole nother conversation for a different day, the divisions. But, you know, my honeypot is 16. I can't give you a solid reason to go, this is stupid. Like, the people that are going 24 stupid. That, okay, you can't just say that. Give me reasons why it's stupid. Because
it just feels for you. I can't really explain it. It just does.
It just 16 seems like it that's gonna get in a lot of your top, you know,
people. That would have got in. So that would have got in. Depending on how you do G5, I mean, that would have got in Notre Dame, BYU, Texas, Vanderbilt, Utah, and USC. All those teams were pretty good, pretty solid. Like, imagine, I hate him, but imagine Diego Pavia, you know, in the playoffs. I mean, he'd have been a nightmare. You know what I mean? He would have.
If the playoff game would have been in Vegas, too, where he'd have been gambling one night and playing the next.
It's crazy. They will vote on this, Ben. Like, this can't – obviously, it's not going to happen this year, but they have to have their any changes to ESPN in by December 1st so of this year for next year. So, I mean, I guess in theory it could be as soon as next year if – depending on how much weight the AFCA throws, who knows? We could have a 2014 playoff next year. So could be kind of cool.
At least we get a lot of football during that time. I think one thing we didn't even talk about during this, and I know we got to go, is the fact that they're going to be done that second weekend in January.
It's huge.
I mean,
it's January 25th. This upcoming year, the championship's January 25th, which is, and
I think that asinine. Helps. Portal-wise, I think that helps.
Yes.
Just student-wise, I mean, burnout-wise, I mean, it seems like December and January just get dragged on, man.
Yeah.
And now you're going to have, you know, we'll play Alabama Thanksgiving weekend, and then that first round of playoffs is going to be the next week.
I don't think it'll be that quick because they're still going to save Army-Navy, but it may be like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, but who knows if they move Army-Navy up? I mean, you never know. They
want to try to keep them with a dedicated weekend. So – with their own, like them kind of by themselves. So
give them a Sunday.
Well, regardless, even if it's 1 week later, like who cares? Like that's quick. You know what I mean? That's when the conference championships were done. And then we like turn football off for a while. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like if they can just immediately start, that'd be pretty sick. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hopefully if I don't delete everything, War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.